to it. We have 2 hours with David John Oates and the marvelous world of reverse speech, the ultimate lie detector, but more than that, the ultimate insight into the subconscious mind or the reality of the person doing the talking. If it's a psychopath, we can read that. If it's a real person telling the truth forwards, we'll read that. David has been at this well over 30 years. He's the master, and we're always proud to have him on board. And I can't wait, David, to find out what you've come up with.
Oh, yeah. Well, the debate was quite good ground this time round. A lot better than the vice presidential debate, where I only got 12 reversals in the whole debate. The second presidential debate was full of them. I got about 60 all up in the debate, compared to 12 on the Pence Kane debate. So that's good. And some of them are quite long. This is actually quite long and eloquent. And I think it'll give you a very good insight into the minds of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. If you're sitting on the fence politically, well, listen to this. And
very good. Very,
help you decide.
I can't wait. What we saw was a Donald Trump who showed up loaded and locked, as they say. Not locked and loaded. You got to load before you lock. So he was ready, and he went after her. He finally took the gloves off, and I guess the timing is about right, about 3 weeks out. He's not playing games, and that picture of Bill Clinton, that weasel, that criminal, that pervert, that disgusting, vile human being that I had on the front page, sitting in the half darkness with his eyeballs peeled off to the left, looking. I know he was looking at those women. What a disgusting man. He's not a man. He's a monster. So is his alleged wife. Go ahead, David. Let's get into it.
All right. Okay. So you can tell the debate is going to be a good one from the very first reversal when they say hello. You remember that frosty beginning? They didn't shake hands. They just sort of, hello, hello. And this is what they said to each other. So here's those hello, hellos right at the start of the debate. Oops, sorry, my volume was up too loud. Let's play that again, a bit distorted.
Hello.
You hear that? Hello, hello. They're saying hello to each other.
Got it. Yeah.
And backwards, the hellos reverse to the word wolf. And so backwards to say wolf. So listen to this. And again.
Oh, yeah. So she was wanting to tear things apart. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah, they were they were at each other's throats from the very get-go.
Now, were those hellos from both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
It sounded like two women to me.
Oh, maybe it was Hillary. Well, hang on. Okay, I could be wrong. Let's just play it. Oh,
three women. That's three. Three women's voices. There's three voices there. Three hellos, and they all sound like females.
Okay, well, it's Hillary then.
Hello.
Yeah, okay, all right. It's Hillary. So it's Hillary saying wolf, wolf.
Yeah, she was looking for the knockout. She was looking for this is going to be a funeral dissertation over the dead body of Donald Trump and his campaign. That's what she was thinking.
Right. Well, Trump came out pretty well, as we all know. Anyway, so the next reverse, I'm going to run these in order they occurred. So Hillary, Trump, some moderators. So we'll mix them all up a little bit.
Yeah.
So the next one that occurred was on Hillary. Okay, so here's the forwards.
If we overcome the divisiveness that sometimes sets Americans against one another, and instead we make some big goals, and I've set forth some big goals, getting the economy to work for everyone.
And, okay, she sounds all nice, but backwards she says, must scam you.
Must scam you.
No, and she does. She does. See, that's crap talk. We were going to get the economy to work for everyone. That's crap talk. She should have been laughed off the stage. That is despicable. Empty words. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. We're going to get the economy to work for everyone. What a load of crap. Who's she going to put in charge of the economy, David?
Oh, well, Bill Clinton.
Thank you.
Oh, dear me. All right, so this next one is also on Hillary. You'll like this one, Jeff. Okay, so here's the forwards.
And I want to be the president for all Americans, regardless of your political beliefs, where you come from, what you look like, your religion. I want us to heal our country and bring it together.
Yeah, okay. Back when she says, this Hillary gal, foolish.
That's funny. It's all there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all there. Yeah,
play that again. That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah, it is. So here we go.
She's almost mocking herself, or her subconscious is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And once again, as we've always seen, incongruent reversals. She sounds wonderful for us. Speak with eloquence at the things she's going to do, and we don't have reversals confirming what she's saying. She says, must scam you, and this Hillary gal foolish. Right,
that's
in the middle
David, that's how the same basket is. Hillary, shut up. Or
yeah,
whatever
that's right.
He said. It's the same thing.
Is. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, you're right. We've seen this consistently on her, haven't we? It's become quite a consistent trend over the months now of her spirit talking to her and giving her advice.
That's just like the other one. Maybe you can find the other one where her spirit, her subconscious, basically told her to shut up.
Yeah, right.
It was hilarious. And that's damn near the same thing.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Yeah, so here's this one. We'll run this forward.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
See? It's the same thing.
Hilarious.
Now, why is she sick? Because you got one message forward and another message backward. Massive incongruity. That's what causes illness.
Yes.
There you go.
How can she live? You can't without getting sick. When you're that, there's such a huge dichotomy. It's like multiple personality disorder. She's got two personalities there. Clearly, her real self, which is still hanging on to the truth, and her phony self. Every word you've played that she's said forward is just as shallow and empty as it gets. It's just awful.
Yeah. If it was genuine, you'd get genuine reversals, and you're not getting them.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Then Donald Trump. This is the first one on Trump. Here we go.
This is a great country. This is a great land. I've gotten to know the people of the country over the last year and a half that I've been doing this as a politician.
Oh, okay. This question was in response to the first question about the leaked tape, okay? So they actually came back to it a couple of times, but this is the first time. And he's kind of deflecting a little bit, and he says backwards, I got nailed.
Nailed.
All right, now hold on. Play that one more time, please.
Yep, sure.
Nailed.
Okay, over here. Yeah. The first word is not I. It's they. They've got nailed. They got nailed. See if I hear a T-H-E.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Nailed.
Ooh, it's a tough call.
Nailed.
Oh, yeah, it's clear now.
Nailed.
Yeah, I can hear what you're hearing. Yeah. Huh, interesting. Okay. Well.
They got nailed. All right. Well, who would have gotten nailed if that's the case, if that's what he said? They've got nailed. They got nailed. Who would have gotten nailed?
I don't know. Hard to say.
Well, we'll process that a little bit later and see.
Yep.
But I hear a T-H-E on that, at least over here, and I'm a long way away from you, so.
Yeah, well, the audio's pretty, our connection's pretty good, so. All right, so the next one is on Hillary.
You know, with prior Republican nominees for president, I disagreed with them on politics, policies, principles, but I never questioned their fitness to serve.
And here she says, first it's send First it sent the friendly shock. Here we go.
First it sent a friendly shock.
Oh, yeah, it's all there.
First it sent a friendly shock.
And there we go.
First sent a friendly shock.
So this is her first little punch, okay? Mm-hmm. He's not fit to serve. That's what she's leading up to,
yeah,
okay?
So
it's a friendly shock, a little jab, okay? She's going to hit harder, allegedly, supposedly, as the debate goes on.
You know, this comes out of the mouth of a woman who has a criminal history as long as a 200-car freight train. It's so absurd to hear her talk like this. She's a master criminal. It boggles my head. Go ahead.
That's okay. No worries. All right, so next one along is on Hillary.
These are very important values to me because this is the America that I know and love. And I can pledge to you tonight that this is the America that I will serve if I'm so fortunate enough to become your president.
Mock humility.
And the reversal hints at that. She says, find the show force. So this is the show, and she's got to find the strength inside her to deliver. Find the show force.
Find the show force.
Find the show force.
Yeah, so.
Find the show force.
Oh, now, do you, excuse me, but I have to tell you what I hear. I almost hear, find the shill force, like she's shilling.
Oh, okay.
Find a shill force.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Find a shill force.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Find a shill force.
Huh, interesting.
So she's shilling, she's hustling. Find the force to continue the shill, the hustle, the lie. Find the shill force.
Yeah, someone actually commented that on YouTube on that reversal, made the same comment. It was shill. So, okay, all right. As you all know, sometimes I don't get it right.
Only 33 years of getting it right, David, so come on.
I've been pretty good. I got a pretty
good
track.
Damn right.
Yeah, I got a good track record. I'm very proud of my track record. All right, so here's Trump.
You're going to get to respond right now.
Okay, so he wants to respond, and then the moderator says you're going to get a chance to respond, and he says that's fair.
Right now.
Sounds fair.
Right now.
Sounds fair.
You hear that? Sounds fair.
Yep.
And backwards he says, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice.
The guy's a good guy. He's a fair-minded man. Jeez.
She shouldn't be a surprise
to anyone. But yes, I hear it loud and clear. That's a good catch on that one.
Yeah, I was quite pleased to find that. All right, then the leaked tape comes up again.
This tape is generating intense interest. In just 48 hours, it's become the single most talked about story of the entire 2016 election on Facebook, with millions and millions of people discussing it on the social network.
And backwards, she says, bring his sex and we'll beat it. In other words, it's a setup. So here we go.
Bring his sex and we'll beat it.
Bring his sex and we'll beat it.
Got that?
Bring his sex and we'll beat it.
You know, she was as phony and contrived as you can get without being actually advertising it with a big sign or a banner. Yeah, that's a perfect reversal for that.
Yeah. The whole thing
is disgusting.
Yeah. Yep, certainly indeed. Okay, all right. So where's the next one in order here? Here's Trump. Oh, you know, not too sure about this reversal. We'll play it. Here we go.
So you really owe him an apology. You're the one that sent the pictures around your campaign, sent the pictures around with President Obama in a certain garb.
Okay, so he's talking to Hillary and some of her campaign ads against Obama back in 2008.
Yeah.
And he says backwards, I'm not sure on this one. It was a stupid mess.
A resistiveness.
Oh, yeah.
A resistiveness.
Yeah, that's it.
It was a stupid miss.
Okay, let's hear it.
It didn't work.
Oh, you're right, it is miss.
resistiveness.
Oh, absolutely.
Resistiveness.
That's why I didn't like it.
Resistiveness.
Because I didn't have the last word right. Yeah, I knew I didn't like that reversal for some reason.
Yeah, it works. That's it. It was a miss. It's just low-life crap, and it missed.
It was a stupid miss. All right, so let's run the forwards again.
So you really owe him an apology. You're the one that sent the pictures around your campaign, sent the pictures around with President Obama in a certain garb.
It was a stupid miss, which it was.
A resistiveness.
Yeah.
A resistiveness.
Definitely miss.
A resistiveness.
And then it was. It didn't work. Okay. Obama got elected.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next one along.
We have plenty of time tonight, so take your time. And,
okay, all right, yeah, we'll be good to explain these ones as we go.
Okay,
so next one is on Trump again.
And I've gotten to see some of the most vicious commercials I've ever seen of Michelle Obama talking about you, Hillary. So you talk about friend, go back and take a look at those commercials, a race where you lost.
Okay, she's saying just prior to this how good friends she is with Michelle Obama. And the Trump comes back, well, I don't know about that. Some of the commercials she ran against you in 2008 weren't very nice. And he said backwards, and they caught the mob blushing.
But he caught the mob blushing.
But he caught the mob blushing.
What is the word? What is the word? What? Blushing?
Blushing, as in...
Oh, blushing. Blushing. Yeah. Okay.
As in embarrassed.
Yeah. Play it again.
Yeah.
When he closed the mob, blushing.
Yeah, definitely.
When he
closed the mob, blushing. Yeah. It was an embarrassment.
That's funny. That's funny. Yeah. Funny.
So once again, Trump's reversals are relating to his forwards.
Yeah.
He's giving extra information. We call them expansive reversals. They add on to the story. Okay?
Very good.
Yeah. And this is an unusual wording. It's quite funny. Okay, is this on Trump again? So here we go.
And just see what they said about Bernie Sanders and see what Deborah Wasserman Schultz had in mind, because Bernie Sanders, between superdelegates and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, he never had a chance. And I was so surprised to see him sign on with the devil.
I was so surprised to see him sign on with the devil. And he says backwards, he sloshed in the soul of badness, as in BADNESS. She sloshed in the soul of badness.
He sloshed in the soul of badness.
Yeah.
He's listening to Saul Wurbatinus.
Yeah, that's all there. Yeah.
Saul Wurbatinus.
Yeah. I don't know. Strange wording. But anyway, reverse speech does have unusual wording. We do know that. But its meaning's obvious. Once again, it's a congruent reversal. He says he was surprised to see Sanders sign on with the devil, and backwards he's lost in the soul of badness. So he's saying the same thing backwards as he's saying forwards slightly different wording. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so next one along. Where are we next? This next one is on Trump. Here we go.
And I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Ooh, pull out the big guns, Trump.
Pull out the truth.
Yeah, backwards he says, they'll rough it up.
They'll rough it up.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Once again, a congruent reversal, okay? And he's saying the same thing backwards as he is forwards. He's giving us more information backwards. You know, they're really going to come in and rough things up, okay?
Yeah.
So he's serious when he says...
That's great. That was good. Yeah.
Okay, all right. What's the next one in order here? It's I'm going in order of recurrence. It's
fine.
Trump.
That's good. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Where is it? Yeah, Trump next. Okay, so here we go.
I'd like to know, Anderson, why aren't you bringing up the emails? I'd like to know. Why aren't you
getting up the emails?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. And it hasn't been finished at all.
Okay. Did you hear Anderson Cooper shilling for her? They brought up the emails.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That little punk.
Yeah. And then backwards he says, is that it?
Is that it?
Is that it? Is that it?
Yeah.
You know, is that all there is?
Is that it? Right. How funny. He is totally focused, body and soul, conscious, subconscious, on what he's doing. That's remarkable. Wow, and what intensity.
And another congruent reversal.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
As we are used to hearing. All right, so here we have Hillary.
You can be on that policy until the age of 26, something that didn't happen before. So I want very much to save what works and is good about the affordable care.
Please.
Oh, she's so full of it. And that was, she says, screw, don't mess it.
Screw, don't mess it.
Interesting.
Screw, don't mess
it. Well, don't mess it. Don't mess up the Affordable Care Act. But screw, that's the opposite.
Well, screw the people. Don't mess up the act, right?
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Right. Screw, we're going to screw the people and don't mess up the act. So she's not going to do much to it at all.
That reversal sounds like almost two different sentences because of the change in pitch after screw.
Yeah.
Play it again.
It's really quite interesting.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Screw, don't miss.
Wow, different.
Screw, don't miss.
Different tonality altogether.
Screw, don't miss.
Fascinating stuff. Someone asked me the other day if you can hear accents in reverse speech.
Yes, you can. You can hear accents, you hear emotion, you can hear all kinds of things. It's amazing. Hold on a second, we'll take a break. Lots to think about there. These are all up at reversespeech.com. We'll have them up, the whole program, for you to listen to at rents.com tonight as well. David, John Oates, and I will be back with the amazing world of reverse speech. And don't make a mistake and think that some of the principles that we're featuring tonight aren't listening to these or won't listen to them very soon. There's a progressive automobile commercial that is predicated on this program and reverse speech. How's that for a compliment to David's work? All right. Back in a minute. Hold on. Okay, I'm back with David. And hearing some amazing things, as always, from the world of reverse speech. And we're hearing highlights from the last Sunday debate. All right, David, go ahead.
Okay, now on the phone line now, so I hope the reversals are still going to come across okay. The last one we played was...
What happened to your other connection?
Oh, the Skype was getting echoes. So
on
the phone.
Were you hearing the echoes?
No, I wasn't. Todd said he was.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it was going out over the air or not. Anyway, very good.
Anyway, okay. All right, so next reverse along is on Trump. Here we go.
It is such a great question, and it's maybe the question I get almost more than anything else outside of defense. Obamacare is a disaster. You know it. We all know it.
And he says back, "Put effort with her slut."
Effort with her slut.
Wow.
Effort with her slut.
Oh, my.
Oh,
he's having a go at Hillary is what he's doing.
What is he saying?
I'm sorry. Effort with her slut.
Effort?
And I'll do it again.
Effort.
Effort. EFFORT? Make an effort?
Yeah.
Okay. With her slut. Okay, I'll do it again.
Effort with her slut.
Effort with her slut.
You hear it now?
Effort with her slut.
Yep.
You can't hear that one?
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. So next one along is, I think it's on Trump. Hang on, I'm just checking the moderators. I don't want to miss them. I got a few doozies on them. Okay, so, the next one is on Trump. So here we go.
It's catastrophic in certain ways, but she wants to go to single payer, which means the government basically rules everything. Hillary Clinton has been after this for years. Obamacare was the first step. Obamacare is a total disaster.
And here he says, see the fan of Satan.
See the fan of Satan. You hear that?
See the fan of Satan.
Yeah, he's talking about Hillary.
Yes, of course. His subconscious is making its own observation. See the fan of Satan over there. There it is.
Negative energy.
Wow.
Could even be worse than that.
Yes. Well, you know, she did allegedly, before she was Secretary of State, go to Los Angeles once a month for satanic get-togethers. That's the inside word. I can't prove it, but that's what I hear.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. So, And let's play that one again because it's a doozy.
Right.
So here's the Fords.
It's catastrophic in certain ways, but she wants to go to single payer, which means the government basically rules everything. Hillary Clinton has been after this for years. Obamacare was the first step. Obamacare is a total disaster.
Okay.
See the train of Satan?
Yes, it's all there.
See the train of Satan?
Yep.
See the train of Satan?
Wow. Boy, he's out attacking tonight, isn't he?
Well, he's finally taken the gloves off. He is focused on the reality of the horror that confronts the American people. This is a total black and white decision. This is good versus evil. There's no question about it in his mind.
Yeah,
that's how he's feeling it.
Yep. I think the third debate's going to be a real doozy.
I think he'll chew her up the same way. I don't know. You know, I don't think she'll get away with a teleprompter in her podium or an earpiece. So I think he's going to just devour her. She's not making any more campaign political rally appearances between now and the election. She's done. Today was it. She's got
I can't believe that.
26 days, I believe I counted, where she will do nothing but stay in bed, except for two fundraisers, private fundraisers, and the debate, the third debate. That's it. No more.
Wow.
She'll be resting, medicated, the works. She's done.
Wow. That sounds like a really super political decision. You think in the last 3 weeks is when you do your most campaigning.
Not when you're dying of Parkinson's disease and you don't want to have a seizure at the end. No. You hide.
Wow.
That's what she's doing. She's hiding.
Wow.
You're a coward.
All right. Okay, next one on Trump. Here we go.
Number two, Bernie Sanders said that Hillary Clinton has very bad judgment. This is a perfect example of it, trying to save Obamacare, which is...
You said... And he says, you wake him up.
You wake him up.
You wake him up.
Nice and clear.
You wake him up.
You wake him up.
He's waking the... Yep, that's
you
right.
You bet he is.
Yep. Yep, that's what he's doing. Yep.
See, that's his subconscious letting him know you're doing the right, you're on track, you're effective, you're scoring, you're waking him up. Wow.
That's right. That's right.
That's getting congruent support from your deepest recesses. And it just... Oh, well, let me say one other thing. Now, you're a professional too, David. They had, in the first debate and the second debate, they had Donald Trump's microphone pegged. It was turned up. It was red hot. That's why you could hear him inhaling through his nose. His voice was, they were holding on to the voice itself. It wasn't falling apart, but they had to sit on it. And I'm telling you, they were playing with the voice modulation and the volume to make him sound like that. Nobody has that much volume when they inhale through their nose. No way.
Yeah, no, I know. They certainly had a peg. Hey, I've just gotten in two emails about that reversal screw. Don't mess it or miss it. Someone says, no, it was a stupid... What was it, reversal? Stupid mess? I can't remember now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, screw, don't mess it. Someone says it says miss it. I'm sorry. Two different reversals. Okay.
Yeah.
It was stupidness is what someone says they heard it as, and screw, don't mess it or don't miss it, someone's commented it sounds got a long S, like a snake hissing, which is what she is.
Yeah, interesting. That's an interesting observation. Yeah.
Anyway.
Sure, a reptilian.
Nice. Yep, nice to get these emails in during the show.
Yeah.
All right, next one along. Bit of a strange one, this one. We're going to have to listen to the fours to get a context on this. This is on Trump again.
But whether we like it or not, there is a problem. And we have to be sure that Muslims come in and report when they see something going on.
And this one says, makes Muslim dead.
Makes Muslim dead.
Makes Muslim dead.
I know.
Makes Muslim dead.
Is he saying it makes them ineffective if they report?
Yes, of course. He's basically spaying and neutering them. He's defanging them. Make the whole potential of terrorism dead by having Muslims of good conscience turn in their fellows who are plotting evil.
Right. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that's what I kind of thought.
He wants to defang and terminate the whole movement of terrorism. He knows that they can't vet these people. There's no way. Some are going to Jordan, but the problem is, the big problem are the Africans. They're coming here from sub-Saharan Africa. They're coming to Europe by the hundreds of thousands. They are the primary rapists. All they do in life down there, and I'm not being racist, I'm not knocking them for any other reason than the truth is what it is. All they do is eat, sleep, screw, and recreate their own race. They don't work, they don't achieve anything, and ask Pastor James David Manning. I mean, he's black. He said, look, the Africans never even built a two-story building before colonialism went down there. And he's right. It's just a simple fact that the average IQ is 65. It doesn't integrate with a society that has an average IQ of 100, 105. It doesn't fit. It can't fit, no matter how much people want it to. All men and all women are not created equal, period. That's not to say all blacks are dumb, not to say all whites are dumb. We've got enough dumb whites to go around for generations. But the fact of the matter is, the culture and the IQ milieu in which those people are born, live, and die in is not a match to advanced Western civilization, period. That's why they're out raping. They just think it. They do it, and nobody's holding them accountable, so they keep at it. You got those rape gangs in Europe, David, that no one's even talking about now. And it's a huge, huge story. Huge. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
That's all right. No worries. Okay, so next reversal along. Here we go.
Radical Islamic terrorism. Now, to solve a problem, you have to be able to state what the problem is, or at least say the name. She won't say the name, and President Obama won't say the name.
And he says backwards, there's no wish.
There's no wish.
There's no wish. There's no wish.
Anyways, there's no wish to say the name.
Okay. No wish to be accountable. No wish to tell the truth. Right. They have no desire to be honest and forthcoming. None. They're frauds. They're liars.
Right. Yep, you got it. Yep. And once again, Trump is congruent. I've been playing Trump reversals for 15 months now. I have not found any that have not been congruent.
That's true, and that is absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yep. I mean, yep, the guy's a straight shooter. There's no doubt about that. All right, here we have Hillary now.
Well, thank you for asking your question, and I've heard this question from a lot of Muslim Americans across our country, because unfortunately there's been a lot of very divisive, dark things said about Muslims.
Okay, I think this verse is congruent, actually. The shocks are dirt down in the topic.
The shocks are dirt down in the topic.
Oh, yeah.
The shocks are dirt down in the topic.
Nice and clear.
Give it to me, David. I'm sorry, I can't. What was that?
Oh, you can't hear that.
No, and you just say it a little more slowly for me.
Yeah, the shocks are dirt down in the topic.
What's the last word?
Topic. T-O-P-I-C.
Okay. The shocks are dirt down in the topic.
Is my Aussie accent getting thicker, Jeff?
No, no. It's just that when you switch to the telephone, we got rid of the echo, but it's a little bit muddy. Not bad. No problem.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The shocks are dirt down in the topic.
The shocks at your found in his salary.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
The shocks at your found in his salary.
Yeah, so it's a congruent reversal. She's saying the same thing backwards as she is forward. So let's play this reversal again. So you can hear he's a forward.
Well, thank you for asking your question. And I've heard this question from a lot of Muslim Americans across our country. Because, unfortunately, there's been a lot of very divisive, dark things said about Muslims.
The shocks of dirt down on the topic.
The shocks of dirt down in the topic.
Yep.
The shocks of dirt down in the topic.
That nice melodic tone.
The shocks of dirt down in the topic.
Just a casual matter of fact. Yep. Okay. Oh, here we have this. Here we have a sexual reversal on Hillary. Coming in right out of the blue. So here's the forwards.
I want to say just a couple of things. First, we've had Muslims in America since George Washington, and we've had many successful Muslims. We just lost a particularly well-known one with Muhammad Ali.
And she says back with, "Feel Adam, I hump them."
Feel Adam, I hump them.
I don't know.
Wait. What is the first part? Feel
Adam. Adam, A-D-A-M, as in Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Which is a metaphor for a strong, virile man.
Got it. An alpha male. Okay.
Yeah, alpha male. And I hump them. Well, you all know what hump means. You know, feel Adam, I hump them.
Feel Adam, I hump them.
I think that.
Well, maybe she's talking about the old days.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's totally unrelated to the forwards.
Yeah.
I don't.
She's switched.
Just a little. Sorry, go ahead.
She has switched her frame of reference now.
Right.
She's quite gay and has been for a long time.
Anyway, there you go. Okay,
these are
the
you had a bonanza with this thing. I'm amazed at how. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know. It was just full of them. Actually, I did the whole tape in one night. I started when the debate finished, which was about 4 o'clock in the morning my time. Not 4 in the morning. Finished about 2 in the afternoon. I just kept going right through the night. I got the whole tape done.
Wow.
All right, okay, next one is on Hillary.
I intend to defeat ISIS, to do so in a coalition with majority Muslim nations. Right now, a lot of those nations are hearing what Donald says and wondering, why should we cooperate with the Americans?
Okay, this verse is going to need a bit of thought. I'm going to need your help on this one. I can't serve with Allah. It's a reversal. So here we go.
Can't serve with Allah.
So does that mean she can't work with the Muslims? Does that mean she can't...
She's been ordered to, so we'll see. Maybe this is an internal conflict. Maybe she's not happy with her marching orders. Can we hear the forward again?
Yeah, I think you're right, Jeff. It's a conflict.
I intend to defeat ISIS, to do so in a coalition with majority Muslim nations. Right now, a lot of those nations are hearing what Donald says and wondering, why should we cooperate with the Americans?
Okay, she's talking about working coalition with Muslim nations. Well, she can't do it. Can't serve with Allah. She's got a conflict.
Can't serve with Allah.
Can't serve with Allah.
Well, we don't know what the nature of the conflict is. Is it a political issue? Is it a truly personal, deeply held feeling, a belief? Or is it some kind of an opportunistic thing that isn't playing the way she wants it? I don't know. That is very interesting, though. There is a conflict there. Yeah.
There's a conflict for sure. Okay, who's next on the agenda? I think the moderator. Here we go.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice.
I'm back when she says, I had the worry.
I had the worry.
I had the worry. I had the worry.
She's worried about Trump's position, is what she is.
She's a liberal. She's a left-wing liberal. She's worried about him shutting down the immigration. Their whole agenda is to flood the country with third-world stuff and take it down. This woman is a gatekeeper. She's a Zionist, and their whole agenda, and they're pulling the strings with George Soros, who is also Jewish, with this whole European tragedy, and they want to bring it here. And that's what she has absolutely on her plate as her agenda. So, yeah, good call.
All right.
Don't like that woman at all. Nope.
No. Well, you wait till you see the next reversal on her. But in between that is Hillary. So here's Hillary.
First of all, I will not let anyone into our country that I think poses a risk to us.
Oh, really?
And she says, now win it.
No win it.
Oh, yeah.
No win it. No win it.
Oh, she's just psyching herself up to win.
Try win the debate. Yeah, I'm going to win the debate now on this. Now I'm going to win it. Going in for the kill. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So here's the next one on the moderator.
And you voted for it, and you shouldn't have. Well, I just want to
There's been lots
say,
of fact-checking on that. I'd like to move on to an online question.
She just went about 25 seconds over.
Good job, Donald. Good job.
Yep. But the moderator says, my money cashed out.
And I money cashed out.
Oh, now this opens the door absolutely to being paid a little extra bonus.
Absolutely.
In other words, I've earned more than that. Wow.
Absolutely.
That wouldn't surprise me. No.
Yeah, you got it exactly. That's exactly what the reversals mean. Okay.
Wow, this is so amazing to get a look at the debate with reverse speech. It goes on and on. Remember, for those of you who are new, David was invited over to the United States by the American intelligence community, and he gave, I guess it was a 5-day seminar to them. And they listened, they took notes, he played examples, and they went away, and he never heard from them again. What does that mean? That means they're using it all the time.
Yep, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind about that. All right, next one on Trump now.
And Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, said, that's okay, we can't force it into their country. Let me tell you, I'm going to force them right back into their country. They're murderers and some very bad people.
And here he says, may the self thank you. Huh, interesting reversal.
May the self thank you.
Oh, yeah.
May the self thank you.
Certainly there.
May the self thank you.
Well, he's consciously just standing tall, 10 feet tall, telling the truth, and he's subconscious is, may you realize, Donald, that what you're doing is truly heroic. May the self thank you.
Oh, what an opposite internal dialogue from Hillary.
That's right.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh,
may your conscious self realize what you're doing and thank you.
Wow, what an amazing reversal. I'll be bothered. Yeah, gee whiz. I don't know anyone who's listened to this program can vote for Hillary after hearing all these reversals. I just don't know how you could.
I don't either. I don't have a clue.
All right.
We're out of time, David, for this. Let's just kind of review what we've done here. This is the town hall last Sunday. And as you hear it now, many of you just heard it once, very few people watch the whole thing twice, but you listen to Donald Trump, and I think if you go back and listen to the first debate, you'd hear similar things. Donald Trump, against all odds, did extremely well in that first debate. He did. He was set up. They poked him, they prodded him, they did everything. And he did react a few times defensively. He shouldn't have, but he did. This time, he was her master. Everything that woman said is hollow, empty, phony, contrived, textbook political crap, just garbage. And it sounds like it. And everything you hear, and we heard another example, her subconscious is even disgusted by it and was mocking her for playing this game of deception. Wow. Really something, David. Really something.
Yeah. Amazing stuff.
All right. Back with another hour with David John Oates. And I hope you all will certainly listen to this entire program and share it, spread it around. You can go hear the reversals themselves at reversespeech.com. And they're all there. Back with more. Hang on.